Our next report comes from Weaver Lake in the northwest corner of the Twin Cities area. Deshea and Anakin and Marvin are our reporters.
Hello from Weaver Lake Elementary in the northwest corner of the Twin Cities metro area. This is Deshea with a phrenology report of the week of February 18th. For 3 weeks, we have been watching cut branches in our classroom to learn phenophases. Here's what we've noticed.
Hello, I am Anakin, and I recorded about the white spruce tree. All things I know about the white spruce is that it has zero leaf buds, zero leaves, the needles are tiny, no flower buds, no open flowers, and no pollen release. And all these days I learned about it, all those things are the same.
Hi, my name is Marlov, and I was watching the service berry in our classroom. We started on the 23rd of January, and today, February 14th, I have noticed that there are about 20 breaking leaf buds, but there has been no full-fledged leaves yet. Besides that, there has been no changes to the plant, like pollen release. Also, I have noticed that when we started, the buds were brownish, but now they are showing a bit of the leaf. However, on some, they are still at the dormant stage. This is the first of many reports for the service berry at Weaver Lake Elementary.
Hello, my name is Abigail, and I studied the cherry tree. For my branch, it took a while to change. I only study one branch, so I don't have to look at the branch as much as the other people do. February 4th, 2020, there was breaking bud leaves. After a few days, it started to grow more and more. The leaves on the branch is a light green mint color.
Hello, my name is Nuala, and I watched the red maple tree and the apple tree. For the red maple, there was a lot of changes, more than the apple tree. For example, red maple had breaking leaf buds, while the apple tree was still the same. After a few weeks, Miss Jordan saw that the red maple had started to release pollen. For the apple tree, it had no changes. Until the 12th of February, I noticed that the apple tree started to have breaking buds.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I watched the lilac and the dogwood. The lilac had a sort of rust and ginger color to its bud. Then the bud opened and had a very vibrant green color. This stage is called the bud burst. The dogwood had a red color in the beginning, then changed to a yellow color.
Thank you for listening to our Weaver Lake podcast. Remember to wonder why you wander on the phenology trail.
Thank you, kids. A great opportunity there to kind of learn. You know, you can take a branch off of almost any plant out there and put it in water, and every week kind of trim the end so that the little capillaries don't get plugged up and the plant can get more to drink. And you will see the same sort of things that will be happening here in mid-April and going into early May. And it's a good primer on how to recognize bud burst and leaf emergence and flowers and a whole lot of things. So take your time and give it a look. You won't be sorry that you did it.